3DL10.2. Okay, let's get started here, folks. Good evening. This is KB3MXM. I'm your host this evening for the Maryland DC section EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW. EchoLink system and linked repeaters will be starting here in just a moment. We'll drag our feet, let some more people show up. Thank you. All right, good evening. This is KB3MXM. Let's go ahead and get started. Thank you for joining. I'm filling in for Chris, and you're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink net on the WB3GXW EchoLink server and linked repeaters. And thank you very much. Let me get my notes here and we'll get started. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. Thank you all very much. Nice to be back here in the pilot seat on the EchoLink for the Maryland DC section. I much appreciate Chris giving me the opportunity to run the net this evening. And see, we got quite a few repeaters online, so we'll go ahead and we'll get started here. But first, let me just share some activities that are going on around the area. All right, for HamFest, we've got the CaraFest, West Friendship, Maryland. This is the Columbia Amateur Radio Association. We'll be having their HamFest on October the 1st. And this is at the, I believe this is at the fairgrounds in Howard County. And many of you have already been there, but it is off of Route 70. It should be easy to find, and you can find information on the ARRL HamFest lookup site. I'll put that link here in a moment. And a few texts. Okay, good. Also, we've got the Southern Maryland Tailgate Fest on the 14th of October in Hollywood, Maryland, down there in the area of Lexington Park out on the peninsula. It's a nice drive down area, and give yourself some time after the HamFest. Maybe stop at one of the nice places along the way and grab a bite to eat down there on in Southern Maryland. That's being hosted by the St. Mary's County Amateur Radio Association. And still in October, on the 22nd, is the Carroll County HamFest in Westminster, Maryland. That is in Carroll County, and it's being hosted by the Carroll County Amateur Radio Club. I see that Chris sent out the section news. It should be in your inbox. If you don't get the section news, you can sign up for that on the league website. You log in and you select your profile. And in your profile, you have some choices like, I want to hear about what's happening at ARL headquarters, or what's happening with amateur radio in general. And you can select and receive your section news when he sends it out through the reflector. Also, just to bring to your attention, there's a couple of amateur radio bills that are currently circulating through Congress. Let me grab that for you real quick, and I'll give you the titles, and then you guys can look it up. Give me just a second. Should be right here. Okay, we've got, this is the, this one is titled the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act, H.R. 9670. Very important bill. This bill was presented this year with the help of Mr. Johnson of Ohio. Introduced the bill on December the 22nd, and it talks about the 770 hams that are licensed in the United States, and how there are strong federal interest in the effective performance of amateur radio stations established at the residence of the amateur radio operator, as you all know. And it goes on and talks about why it's important, and it gives situational awareness and preparedness and support for served agencies. Stand by.
3-D-0-1-0.
That's all right. We'll work around the IDs. That's fine. All right. Let me grab a quick list so I have everybody in my work folder here. Just a moment. Stand by. The other bill that's currently pardon me. The other one is HR 9664. It focuses on digital symbol rate. Representative Leske says it is to eliminate the current symbol rate limits set by the FCC. And your legislative action committee at the league tracking both of these and getting quite a bit of support for them. So you can get more information about the LAC through the league website. Look up LAC in the search box. Break. Also around the area, the Marine Corps Marathon is coming up here very soon. I saw a list, I saw a posting. They are looking for volunteers. Many of you, some of you have already done that in the past, and I hope that you can participate in that as well. So the Marine Corps Marathon is coming up very soon. Break. If you're out and about and you'd like to maybe perhaps participate in some other HamFest, there's wait a minute, got off the mic. Let me try that again. Okay. The Red Rose Repeater Association, New Holland, Pennsylvania, that's coming up on the 7th of October. That would be after CaraFest thing. And then I talked about the 22nd. And then the other ones within the Atlantic Division would be, if you're going up to Harrisburg, they're having on the 28th, they're having the Oktoberfest, spelled O-K-T-O-B-E-R, Fest. That's in Harrisburg, also on the 28th. And let's see what else we got going on. Okay, that's it for the Atlantic Division activities. Break. As we go around the horn here, and we call on stations, if you have activities, your club or organization, Aries organization or other organization participating in using amateur radio, please share it with the group. All right, let me take another quick copy of the list, and we'll go ahead and get to our stations this evening. Stand by. All right, let's start off with, let's see if, John, are you on WB3GXW? Are you in there?
Affirmative, WB3GXW here. Let's see. I'm also logged in on Echolink. Hopefully you can hear me okay. WB3GXW. The Laurel Club will be doing exams tomorrow at the Women's Club of Laurel, 384 Main Street at 9 o'clock. The Laurel VEC does not charge for amateur radio tests. However, you will, if you have an initial license, you'll need to pay the FCC fee. And that's it. And if you're going to apply for your first license, of course, everybody listening should have a license, but if any of your friends are, just let them know. And that's all we got, WB3GXW.
All right, very good, John. And what form of identification must you have with you?
Marty, that is a very good question. Picture ID, driver's license, we'll also accept a birth certificate for the youngsters. Or their school and or their school ID, passport will work. You know, if there's an issue with identification, the birth certificate's more than sufficient. That should do it. Hopefully that answers your question. Over.
It does indeed. It does indeed. Thank you very much. Come prepared. I actually took a practice test the morning before I took my exam. And I had a miserable score. I think I was just really nervous about doing it the very first time. And driving to the test I was trying to remember everything I learned, and it turned out I didn't have to because I already remembered it. All right, thank you very much, John. I really appreciate it. Let's go ahead and continue down our list this evening. I'd like to go to Jim K WB3KAS, our the Maryland DC Section Emergency Coordinator. A few words there, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, very good evening, Marty, and everybody else who's chucked in tonight. It's a pleasure to be on the Echo Link on a very lovely day, lovely evening. I got a few things to talk about. First thing is the SET, Single Loaded Emergency Test for the Maryland DC Section. It's taken shape for October 7th. 9 o'clock is the start time through about 3 in the afternoon. Start anytime you want, and the objective this year is getting out to do a deployment. How many deployments have you done since you've been living in the state of Maryland? And I can only count one, and that was the inauguration for Obama 1.0 inauguration. It's the only time we've been deployed that way, and Hurricane Irene, excuse me, in 2008. And that was an overnight, spent the overnight in the shelter and then came home the following morning. The idea basically is you give them a set of instructions and see if you can follow those instructions and chase down the the geodetic survey markers. There's some 240-some thousand in the United States and some 40,000 in the state of Maryland. And we've asked all the counties that want to participate to go up on their website and you download the county. And you see which ones I want to go see. You take a picture of it. You verify the coordinates. You get back in the car, and you go chase down another one. Do as many as you want. You can just do one just to prove you can do it. Or if you'd like to give us a few numbers, that would be fine, too. The stats on that is pretty encouraging. We have 8 counties, 21 teams, and 37 radio operators. So I'm really excited about that. As a note, we chased down water gauges back in 2015, and it was preempted by the hurricane, so we switched modes from an SE2 to supporting the hurricane that was threatening the Maryland DC section. So that was a surprise and a little bit of excitement. One more thing to add here is the HFHN hospital net next week. It's September 20th at 7 o'clock. We don't have a net control operator for that. If somebody would like to be as such, please send a note to Wanda, K-A-3-A-H-I, at AOL.com, and let her know that you would be graciously willing to take on the job. And I think that's all. One more thing. As Marty alluded to, the newsletter came out, and the stats for Aries, a little bit bleak, but it's down 3 from last month and down a few more. It's a decline. However, and I'll have Jeff verify this when you turn it over to him, I think we had 3 or 4 new joiners in Aries in the last maybe 48 hours, so we're really excited about that. Back to net. Thank you very much, y'all. Have a good evening and a great weekend. This is WB3KAS.
Okay, Jim, that's a great report. Thank you very much, and especially the simulated emergency test. And you can participate in many ways with that. If you get your equipment ready for action. So, you know, check to make sure you can still reach repeaters on your VHF or UHF. The summer foliage does have some bearing on getting to the repeater. So if you're using a handheld, I bought a new antenna for my HF. HT. I bought a new antenna because I realized that was a single point of failure. I just bought an extra antenna because when I take it off to store it, oh my goodness, what would happen if I can't find the antenna? So now my spare antenna is in the glove box in the vehicle. So I know I've got an antenna. Same thing with a microphone, right? No microphone, no power cord. I've been to field days where they forgot the power cord. They got everything except the power cord that has the Amphenol on it that only goes to that Kenwood. And they had to run out and buy some wire. I don't think they ever were successful to get it working, but yeah. So one radio, one mic, one antenna, one power. Try to double that by two if you can so do that. All right, Jim. And with that, a nice segue. We'll go right over. And see if we can get Jeff to say a few words. KB3SPH.
Aries and one pending. So three within the last couple of weeks. That's really great. Also, I'm looking forward to participating in the simulated emergency test on 7 October as one of the teams searching for those geodetic markers. Another component of this set is APRS tracking on those teams, so outsiders can watch the action unfold, so to speak. Back to net. This is KB3SPH.
All right. Very good, Jeff. Thank you. Yeah, those markers, if you've never seen them, you can look at you put geodetic. That's G-E-O-D, the letter D like in David. E, as in Edward, Tango, India, Charlie, geodetic marker size, 3 inches in diameter, usually round, attached to something, sometimes the ground or a rock, and it has information on the top of it, and it's set in concrete or masonry or stone, it'd be set so, and it's on top of a rod driven into the ground, so it's an exact location. You'd be surprised sometimes if you have your GPS turned on your phone. A good thing to do, by the way, Jeff brings this up. Take your phone, find a geodetic marker, stand over top of it, and then bring up Google Map and see how close you are. Just see how close. See what the accuracy in that GPS location actually is. Okay, thank you very much, Jeff. And while we're still, let's go right to Pam, KB3SWS.
Thank you, Marty. This is KB3SWS. I attended a web EOC training session a couple of weeks ago at the Prince George's County EOC, and the class was very well done, and I learned a whole lot, so that's a good thing. Back to net control, this is KB3SWS.
All right, thank you, Pam. And you bring up an excellent point. Training. So if you haven't done one of the ICS courses recently, you might want to go look at it again. I know it's some of us that, especially me, I have required to do them. But if you're not required to do them and you haven't done it in a while, it wouldn't be a bad idea to do it again, right? The 100s, the 700s, all those. So make sure you're up to par on that. And while we're thinking of training, I say often, I'm like, okay, you're a general. Go out and take the general test again. See if you pass it. If you don't pass it, then maybe something has changed. Maybe you don't remember the bands. Or what they are. Maybe you don't remember something that you might need, or an extra, or a technician. Just take the test. If you haven't taken it in a year, just take the practice test. That, or you can find them everywhere online. So that's all about being prepared, and that's a good thing. All right, before we go to the rest of our list, why don't we grab some of our repeaters? The first one we're going to do is the KA3ORB, Ocean City. Do we have somebody on the repeater? And go ahead and call, or go ahead and check in, and then call your stations. All right, let's call one more time. The K3ORB repeater. Okay, very good. Maybe the cooler weather, everybody's inside, or maybe they're not. I don't know. All right, let's go to the KA2JAI repeater. And someone, oh, Mike's there. Go ahead, Mike, and call your stations.
W3DL10.2. Check in.
Go ahead, check in on the KA2JAI. Go ahead with your call sign, please.
Thank you, Marty. WA3TOY portable.
All right, let's see. There it goes. Now it's working. I'm back. Wow, that was crazy. Crazy, folks. Okay, stuck key or something. I couldn't, had to restart again. All right, let's try this. Okay, WA3TOY, Kurt, do you have any information from Skywarn to share with us this evening?
No, things have been quiet. And don't have any reports other than the hurricane that's going on that out in the Atlantic that I think is going to be threatening New England and or Canada. The VOIP Hurricane PrepNet is going to be activating tomorrow morning for that and running through tomorrow evening. So the latest I saw on that. That's about all I have, Marty. WA3TOY portable.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. I had all kinds of good stuff going on here. Stuck key, had to reboot. I might have missed some of that, but I'm sure everyone else heard you. Sorry about that, folks. All right. Thank you very much there, sir, for your Skywarn briefing. All right, hang on, everyone. Hang on just a second. All right, I don't know what's going on. We'll just continue through for tonight. All right, thank you very much. Let me take another copy of the of our participation list, and I'll be right back. All right, that didn't take long at all. All righty, let's go to our next repeater. Stand by. Let me get the list up in front of me once again. Let's go to the W3FDK. Is that still there? It is. The Mid-Atlantic Wireless Communications. Do we have a station to call your stations? Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Marty. It's good to hear you again. This is Sandy, KB3 Echo Oscar Foxtrot. And we've had a busy month in Frederick. Did the Civil War Century bike ride, SAG vehicle support. And we've got a Red Cross exercise coming up tomorrow. And then there's the hike, half hike across Maryland coming up. Not to mention the Frederick County Health Department /SET/ Boy Scout Cambry all happening on the same day. So we got our workout cut out for us. Well, let's see how many Frederick County hams are listening. Do we have any that'd like to check in? Please do so now.
Kilo 3, Mike.
W3, Juliet, Papa.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Papa, Baker, Charlie.
KC3, Tango, Kilo, Oscar.
All right, very good. We have 4, K3, Mike, W3JP, eight, let's see. I missed the first three, but I know it's Roland, PVC, and then KC3TKO. We'll start with Mike, and Mike, you can pass it to Luke, and Luke to Roland, and then Roland to KC3TKO. Starting with you, Mike.
Well, thanks, Sandy, and greetings to everyone on the net. This is K3MMM. My name is Mike, and as Sandy said, we've had it going on. We have a busy, we've had a busy September, we have a busy October, and we have a couple of things in November. And I'm trying my best to not make my wife a ham widow, but it's all good. So I'm going to then, so that's it for me, K3MMM, down to W3JP, Luke.
Okay, thank you, Mike. I'm on Echo Link here. It's hard to get in. Okay, well, a lot going on here in Frederick, and Mike and Sandy are so busy all the time. Just jumping in here to say hello to everybody. Nothing to report, nothing to contribute because my mobility is not that active right now. So just jumping in here to say hello. Back to net control.
All right, thanks, Luke. Down to Roland, PBC. Go ahead there, Roland.
Okay, thank you, Sandy. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, that's much going on here. I'm trying to monitor this and check in once in a while, and appreciate all the work everybody in the county is doing to check all the different modes of communications and keeping the frequencies of service of the different modes and everything active. That's super. KB3EOF, WA3, Papa Baker Charlie, and the net. Take care, WA3PBC, and I'll be listening.
All right, Ron, thanks, WA3PBC. Down to KC3TKO.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Kyle, just checking in. I listened to you tonight, just wanted to say hello, and I'll be clear on your last. Back to net control.
All right, thanks for checking in, Kyle. Well, that's all we got, Marty. Back to you, KB3MXN. This is KB3EOF.
Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in. Also, I'd like to maybe mention for those who have a multi-band HF radio or even a shortwave radio, if you can listen to HF, let me mention that the station is WRMI, Radio Miami International, and they now broadcast shortwave radiogram, which is produced by Dr. Elliott, who used to be with VOA, and there is a schedule online. Look up shortwave space radiogram, WRMI. And the reason I mention this is it's a great way of getting familiar with some of the ham radio applications for decoding digital modes. So they actually transmit from a 50-year-old or maybe older AM station, AM shortwave called a domestic shortwave station near Okeechobee, Florida. And we're really in a good hop distance for that. So if you have a way of getting the audio into your application, maybe you have a headset, you can put the microphone by the radio, or maybe you have a direct cable or something like that. But they transmit for half an hour, and they transmit digital mode, and they also transmit pictures in small format. It's a great way to practice at doing this. And the other possibility that you might want to consider is the Coast Guard station that transmits weather facts. For example, FL Digi, there's a mode that you can select to download weather pictures or forecast maps. Good practice on the digital side, right? And if you're already doing digital stuff on your VHF and maybe even doing the very popular FT modes, or some of the more eclectic modes in HF like Hellschreiber or Thor, or maybe just hook up with one of your fellow hams and say, hey, how about you and I this afternoon? We'll try to do some short distance HF or some VHF and practice on digital. Good practice for everyone. All right. Thank you, folks. Let's go to KA2JAI. They got it. I think they got everything figured out, and I think KC3QQP is either separate or on there. But let's go to Mike. Go ahead, Mike. Call your stations.
Thank you, Marty. Yeah, we had a little difficulty here earlier. Jeff, stand by. We'll go to you next. Our usual net control, I believe, is away, so I jumped in here tonight. Chris did a really nice job on the section news. Lots of good information in there. This month, September, is preparedness month, so OEM here will be having their annual preparedness expo. That's tomorrow, and that's always the same day as when we normally have our monthly meeting, so Aries will be there supporting that event this month instead. Looking down the road, we'll have our SET coming up in October, and we're going to have a DMR presentation in November. We still have our Sunday night 2-meter nets. Anybody's welcome to check in if you can reach the 805. We do have Echolink, and we also have a monthly 80-meter net on Fourth Tuesdays. So everybody's welcome there, too. Okay, Jeff, KC3OQP, if you're still there, go ahead, please.
Okay, now you can hear me. No, I got off the RF and came back on after the link. I finally got my computer to work it. Marty, it's good to hear you on the radio again. Been doing the events with Anne Arundel and the Mobile Ears, and everything's been going off without a hitch. I know I've been missing a couple of months here, but I know back in Field Day, I ended up visiting quite a few of Field Day events from Cumberland all the way down to Howard County. I think I went to like six or seven of them just to stick my head in and say hi along my way of traveling. WB3GXW, is that towards me? Or is that an old text? I don't know. But got an event coming up on this Sunday at Quietwater Park. And then we got another one on October 1st down there in Annapolis also. So we've been doing quite at least one event a month for the Annapolis Striders and been pretty much packing them and working them smoothly. Back to net control. KC3, OQP.
Okay, Jeff, thank you. We had to turn our volume up to hear you, but I think we got you okay. Anybody else on the 805 want to check in, call now.
W1FXX.
W1FXX, copy you. Go ahead with your comments, please.
I've been sitting here listening, trying to figure out what's going on. I'm new to the area, so I'm not familiar with the operations. Trying to find out if there's any documentation on this Friday night net, and I can't seem to find any. And there's a bunch of activities that are not really mentioned on the website, so maybe I could politely suggest that somebody update some of the information. So, all good. Very interesting what's going on, the various repeaters, and very interested. Like I said, I'm very new, and I'm trying to learn what's going on from Severna Park, W1FXX.
Email me at Kilo Alpha 2 Juliet Alpha India at ARRL.net, and I'll send you information about the net. Okay, Marty, I think that's it from us this time. I'll turn it back to you. Thanks for being patient with us tonight. This is KA2JAI73 all.
All right, very good, Mike. And for Foxtrot Extra X-Ray, third Friday, 8 p.m., this EchoLink node. Third Friday of the month, 8 p.m., the Maryland, D.C. section, EchoLink net. Okay, and as you heard, there's a lot of stuff going on, and we share it with everyone here. All right, very good. Thank you, Mike. Okay, we're going to take a short break here, folks. We got about another 15 minutes to go, and then we'll go down the rest of the list. Stay with me. We're not done yet. Hang on. We'll be right back. All right, let's see. Did I lose WA3DZD? No. Yeah, not there anymore. Oh, that's a shame. Maryland FM. I wish he would have stuck around. Okay. All right. Heard you. Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. Let's see if we have anybody on the link the link system for Mike. November Charlie 3 Mike. Anyone there? Mike, go right ahead. Oh, looks like we lost Mike. All right. John, you want to call anyone on the WB3GXW? See if you got anybody waiting in the wings there.
Okay, good evening. This is WB3GXW. Are there any check-ins on the WB3GXW147225 repeater? Call now. Well, I guess I'm flying solo tonight. Take care, Marty, and as always, good to hear your voice. WB3GXW out.
All right, I got it. I got a text message. Hey, Marty, it's not QQP, it's OQP. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, I'm typing in the dark, you know, can only imagine what kind of mistakes I'm going to make. All right, thank you, John, very much. Let's go to Milford, November 3. Milford, I'm just going to let you do it, because you do it the best. I mean, you really do. Go ahead.
This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Melford, in the great city of Bowie. I'm doing well, Marty. You're sounding great on the machine as well. And just copying the mail, there's not much going on at this point in time. We are still working very diligently with the Bowie Wireless Association, getting it up and running, and getting a lot of people involved here in the Bowie area. Our last monthly meeting was this past Monday, and I think we had about 10 members come in, but there is still about four or five who haven't been. We have a normal membership of around 20 with an average meeting of about 16 to 18, so we're not doing too bad, and everything seems to be going well. So with that, I'll pass it back. This is November 3. Whiskey Yankee Golf, Melford, Embley.
Okay, very good. Thank you very, very much for all of that. All right, let's go to Stu. WI3J.
Well, good evening, Marty, everyone, and that's WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg, and just enjoying this early fall weather, taste of fall. Boy, was it nice. No humidity. Light, cool breeze. There you go. So anyhow. Yep, nothing to add here, Marty. Good hearing you in there again. And we'll turn it back to net control, WI3J.
All right. Thank you, Stu. And for those of you that happen to own a Bofang radio, I say Bofang, but I mean one of those garage door HTs. Yeah, it's the front end is as wide as a barn door. You might want to try, I find it very exciting sometimes. If you actually put it, now don't transmit on this frequency, but 403 megahertz is a common frequency for weather balloons that are launched from Sterling, Virginia. Yes, they are. And I don't hear any right now. But these balloons go up to 100,000 feet, depending on the prevailing winds. With the hurricane going on, I think most of it's going to the northeast. Sometimes they go to the southeast. But listen to 403, and you'll hear a repetitive sound. That's the telemetry coming down from the weather balloon to receiving stations, the fixed receiving stations. And that's where you get the vertical profile of the atmosphere above us. Why is that important? Let me just bring this up for a moment. Tropospheric ducting, that inversion that occurs in the atmosphere, the difference in temperature and air density. As cool air, and you mentioned the cool weather, as cool air, which is dense, slides underneath the warm air, it results in possibly thunderstorms or vice versa. But when you have a high pressure system, you can have this inversion occur with the density of air being different from here to the above. So hang on a second, let me take a nickel. And there is one way, which I was shown years ago, which really does work. If you bring up your local radar, okay? Thank you, Scott. If you bring up your local radar on your computer, and you happen to see around the radar site, which is, by the way, around here is Sterling, Virginia, if you happen to see what's called a bloom, in other words, ground clutter, a lot of it, it's a good possibility that you've got some stratified layers in the atmosphere, and you might be able to do some tropospheric ducting might be going on. You might be able to hear stations or repeaters very far away. I've actually worked repeaters in New Jersey. You just got to look up the PL tone, right? Because the other repeater might actually be in York, PA. So if you don't change the PL tone, you're going to key that one up and not even hit New Jersey. So using your equipment and finding ways to use it to make this hobby much more interesting is always, I think, rewarding. And when things like that happen, you should share it with the rest of your comrades, the rest of the fellowship here. All right, I think that's the end of the list. I'm going to take a quick break. Let everything reset. I'll be back in just a moment. Okay, that should be enough. Let's do a little housekeeping here. I'll bring up the league webpage. ARRL.org. The Sun has been incredibly active. We've had a couple of good flares going on there. Oh, by the way, how many of you saw the meteor that was like last week? I was standing outside. I was actually standing outside. I did not have my phone with me. It was bright enough to cast a distinctive shadow on the ground. It was brighter than the moon. And it lasted, it was about as long as my arm. It was amazing, amazing. And then at the very end, after it disappeared, I heard a very low boom sound. So maybe I heard the sound of the meteor. Or fireball, or boloid, depending on what you you know them as. So let's look at a few things here. Solar activity, very, very important. There was a International Space Station contact in North Carolina, in our Region 4 area, Zone 4, and Congresswoman Fox showed up and was very impressed and wrote up a whole thing. Look on the website. Lots of great information about that. That's about all I've got, folks. Oh, last thing is a hurricane. We got Lee going up the coast, Margo in the middle of the ocean spinning around, making a indefinite Tokyo right-hand slide. But now there's a possibility for a new one coming across the lower Atlantic into the islands. Let me take a break. And if you're not satisfied with the Weather Channel, you can always look up Spaghetti Model. I think it's Mike, Spaghetti Model. And this guy he does an amazing job. He's got all kind of references on the page, all the modeling, all kinds of information. You could be lost on there for an entire day. Pick one you like, okay? So keep track of weather. Good things don't last forever. So the nice, cool fall weather is going to probably get replaced by some Indian summer, and we all know what happens when we go from hot to cold and cold to hot. That's all I have. I'll turn it back to anyone left here for an alibi, and we'll call it done for the night. So back to the group. Anybody have anything for the good of the order? All right. And Chris would definitely remind you to support the Baltimore Traffic Net on VHF every evening at 6:30. Father Al would definitely tell you to support the Maryland Emergency Phone Net, the MDD, and other HF nets in Cycle 4, Cycle 8. And, hey, anybody can send a radiogram. So pick on the people on this net. Say, hey, Marty, I'm going to send you a radiogram. And go ahead and put a little traffic on the traffic net. Well, that's all I have, folks. Thank you very much. Been a great group. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your support. And I wish you, as always, be safe, be well, and be on the air. Good night. 73s, KB3MXM.
W1FXX for a quick question.
W1FXX. Okay, I got it. My name is Marty. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Marty. This is Francis. I'm new in the area. I just purchased my house in July, and I'm trying to get up to speed with the club, blah, 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 and my network and my station and blah, 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 blah. You are such a wealth of information. I really enjoyed your presentation, Marty. What is your call? I got KB3M something.
Oh, Francis, no problem. It's KB3 Marty, X-Ray Marty, or KB3 Maryland, X-Ray Maryland, or you could say Mike, X-Ray Mike, if you like the phonetics.
Okay, very good. So, are you the public information officer for Maryland Mobileers? You are just a wealth of knowledge.
No, I'm not, actually. I'm the Atlantic Vice Director, Atlantic Division Vice Director. But I was the section manager, and before that, before the Maryland DC section manager, I was the affiliate club coordinator, and before that, I was the net manager for the Baltimore Traffic Net, and somewhere in there, I was the president of the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club, and on and on and on.
Okay, very good. Those are quite some credentials. Okay, like I said, I'm very new here. As of, let me think again.
July. I came up from Florida to run away from hurricanes. I couldn't stand. I knew the hurricanes were going to get worse down there, so I booked. I'm out of there. I came back home. I'm from Maryland originally, and I'm just trying to get myself acclimated again. So thank you so much. Great information. I had a hard time keeping up with everything, but I've got a whole bunch of notes here. 73KV3MXM from W1FXX.
Well, okay, Francis. Well, you've been a ham for a while. Is that correct?
Since before you were born.
Oh, man. Okay, so you invented vacuums so we could have tubes. That's where it works, okay? I'm older than vacuum is what you say. All right. Well, here's my very humble opinion. There is no one club that's ever going to be the perfect club, okay? Every one of them has their uniqueness. They have their interests. They have their groups. They like doing things. So, you know, the club nearest you might be great if it's close to you because you get to go field day at their location, but there might be a club somewhere else that likes to do DXing or satellite work. No one club is perfect. The other thing, too, is, you know, even though the word air and spare rhyme, but if you're on the air, there is no spare time. I should be writing jingles. And EchoLink is one of those unique modes that we can use. Hang on a second, let me take a nickel. The amazing thing about EchoLink is if you go into EchoLink and you bring up, for example, you know, this particular node, and I was very perplexed on why did I have to enter all of this stuff manually. So I created what I called the EchoLink code plug. I figured out how to hack the system. Inside of your EchoLink program, there is a file called favorite. Favorite. It's a text file. It reads it when you open EchoLink. And anybody who does anything with like editing Word documents, it's very easy to figure out. All you have to do is figure out how the format is, okay? And then you can pick your EchoLink stations you want to put on there, and then you save it, and then you open EchoLink, and now you have created a code plug for you. I actually created one. I can send it to you. Your QRZ email is good. I'll send you the last one I did was like last year. But you just replace your favorites, and now you'll get the listing of all 61 EchoLink nodes that I have in my directory, including, let me take a break, the nodes in Delaware, the nodes that are Aries related, the nodes that I have for Pennsylvania, mostly lower Pennsylvania. And once you do this, it'll be under your favorites when you open it up. Like, for example, on mine, it says Aries node 6. There's 6 Aries nodes for that. I've got 8 people that I work with that have AM license. I created a code plug for them. And, oh, it's actually 74, my mistake. For Maryland, D.C. nodes, it's 74. How's that sound?
Okay, well, you have my head spinning. You were asking about my ham radio history. I originally had the call for many years of WB1FXX, which was my novice call that I got in Boston, the Boston Post Office or whatever it was, where I had to sit before a steely-eyed FCC inspector to ask me to send and receive Morse code. So that should give you some background. EchoLink, I've had some problems with EchoLink. In my past, I have operated repeaters. I had my own MTR-2000 repeater. Got bored with that, sold that. EchoLink, let me grab a nickel. I have had remote links on EchoLink, and I'm currently sort of engaged with FT8.
I just find it great for geography lessons. So we'll have to have some more chats, and I'll definitely pick up your email and enjoy chatting with you. W1FX6.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very good. Well, we want to chat again. I think it's a great thing. There's some social nets. The Anne Arundel Club has nets. There's nets on many. And Aries, I think it's Monday nights or Tuesday nights. There's actually some Sunday night Aerie nets. Good to listen to. You got to get an update on what's going on for the area now. And by the way, welcome back. Why did you bring these hurricanes with you? Oh, you didn't bring them with you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. But welcome back to Maryland, my friend, and we'll have a chance to chat again. Have a good evening. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll hope to hear you here next month or some maybe sometime sooner. 73s from KB3MXM.
OQP.
All right. OQP, hang on just a second. I've got Jim. Hang on a second. Let me grab Jim real quick. KAS, go ahead.
Okay, roger that. I got your note about wanting some information on the SET. And it says here, mail it by September 30. Up front, you say, what are your plans? And at the bottom, it says, send in a picture. How could I send a picture when we haven't done it yet? So just explain that for me, please. Did I make it?
Absolutely, Jim. Absolutely, Jim. It says, please share one picture and list of participating call signs after this event.
Okay, so you want this whole thing after the SET. Got it. Thank you very much. Talk to you later. WB3KAS.
No. The first part is to give Bob and I just a little bit of details about your upcoming set. So I realize you don't know, you gave some numbers, like so many teams. Fill out what you can, okay? You're the coordinator, your call sign, when the date, 7th, starting at whatever time, how long you're going to run. It's not testable at the end. Just fill out what you can. Maybe you do know how many official relay stations you're going to have, or maybe you're not going to fast traffic. And by the way, that says how many NNY, I messed up somewhere. I have no idea how that got in there. I was typing something. How many hams are participating? You probably don't know. If you got it on some social media somewhere, maybe you got it on the PG area. Whatever you can fill in to give Bob and I some information so we have it for the upcoming set. And then when you get pictures or some more information, you can certainly send that. That's all. I'm just looking for some information by the 30th. How's that sound?
Okay. Yeah, I figured that out, yeah. Very good, Marty. Thanks a lot for clearing that up for all of us. Talk to you later. WB3KAS.
All right. Very good. Thank you. All right. OQP. Sorry, Jeff. I got your call sign. I typed it wrong. But I got a sticky key somewhere. If I hold the shift key down to type something in caps, I get the sticky key screen pops up. So one of my keys is stuck here. I don't know which one. So go ahead, Jeff.
It's all right, Marty. It's good to hear you. It's been a while. My information for W1FXX, if you're still listening, I just shot you an email. I'm local, and I do a lot of events with the Anne Arundel and Mobile Ears in Anne Arundel County. So if you need any information, please reach out to myself or K2JAI. Like he said earlier, he's... Okay. JQQ, is that any better? I just saw a note saying my audio was low. It might be because of this microphone. What I was saying was for W1FXX, I just shot you an email with my information, and I do a lot of events in the Anne Arundel area, and you can get in touch with me about different nets. I'm on every single net in Anne Arundel County all during the week. So let me catch a nickel.
WFXX.
Go ahead, Francis.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks a lot for your information. I've just got it. I just saw it on my cell phone. Guys, thank you so much. You're so welcoming. I am a widower. I do live alone, and I'm integrating myself into the community, so I really appreciate the warm welcome that I'm getting here from all you guys. So I will be in touch little by little. But just so you guys know, I still have cardboard boxes filled with stuff from the move here from Florida. And the only thing I've got set up is my ham radio station, which is important. So I'll be in touch with you guys as soon as I get some of these cardboard boxes out of here. So, Jeff, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you turn it back to whoever. W1FXX.
Okay, Francis. Yeah, as long as you got my number and everything, that's good. I also monitor the 805, the 105, and the 075. And like I said, I'm on all the nets throughout the week. I listen to them. I might not always check in, but I do one event at least once a month with runners and stuff like that. And Marty has been a big help in helping me last year with getting volunteers for that, and I appreciate that. And Chris was a big help this year on a couple of the events, but I think we've got a good crew of who comes out for the events, and we can always use new hams and new people in the area. It could be an old ham, but never done an event or anything. Marty, I'll pass it back over to you from KC3 OQP.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Well, I have to say this too about Echolink. Let me just say, so we had a tornado. If you're listening, those that are listening, tornadoes started west of here in Frederick, near Frederick, just south of 70. Matter of fact, W3 Frank Donovan's station with the big towers got hit, but it skipped across the counties going east to the Chesapeake Bay. I think it ended up down by Lippincott or Hanover. We Echolink allowed hams to communicate quickly and collaborate together, whereas if we were on repeaters, you would have to jump from repeater to repeater. Digital modes, I shouldn't say digital, radio over IP is an amazing, amazing bit of technology. I have GMRS, okay, radio over IP, because it gets to the repeater. And if they're linked to somewhere else, now I get to go somewhere else, right? DMR, another one, DRM, or digital radio, no, DMR, digital mobile radio, not DRM, digital radio Mondel. And then I'm also a big advocate because I have D-Star, Fusion, I don't get all of them all the time, but it gives me a chance, IRLP, WiresX. So, this is a great place to meet, especially if you want to hook up with ham to try something, because I've even done it here. Let me grab a nickel. So Echolink means an echo, right? If we were on RF, you'd hear my voice before you hear it on the computer. And that comes in kind of handy if you want to check your reception with another ham. Say, hey, turn your 2-meter repeater on. I'm going to try to hit the repeater. Okay? And you go ahead and call me on the repeater, and I'll call you on the repeater. And when we do that, we'll just switch who's talking on the microphone. So Jeff would call on the repeater while I'm holding the mic down. He would say, hi, Marty. And then he'd hear my radio in the background. Hi, Marty. That's a good way to do that. I've done that sometimes. I'll actually go to an Echolink node on a repeater that I know has an Echolink node, turn on my VHF radio, hit the repeater, and listen to Echolink at the same time and go, wow, that's pretty scratchy. Nobody's going to hear me on that one. I mean, Kent Island, they're not going to hear me. So great technology to use all around. We'll let Francis unpack. I'm sure he's going to find some stuff in those boxes. So... all right, folks, I've got to go. It's already 9. What time is it? Wow, 9:13 already. All right, let me run. Hey, thanks for letting me come on and be your host for this evening. And I'm sure we'll be back with Chris when he gets back off of, or gets back from where he's going. As I said, be safe, be well, be on the air. 73's all. Thanks, Jeff. KB3MXM.
See you, Marty. W1FXX.
73 there, Marty. KC3 OQP.